Section 3, Voting Rights and the Road to Real Change. As you read, look for the goal of the Selma to Montgomery March, what Judge Frank M. Johnson, Jr. did for the Civil Rights Movement, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, the Civil Rights Act of 1968. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 was a big step toward equality, but it was not the end of the job. There were still laws needed so that all Alabama citizens could vote and live where they chose. Voter registration. The Alabama Constitution of 1901 had requirements for voting. These rules made it hard for nearly all blacks and many poor whites to vote. Dr. King's next goal was to increase voter registration. To gain support, he met with people from all areas of the nation. They met at Brown Chapel African Methodist Episcopal AME Church in Selma. Selma to Montgomery March. Get the weapons of nonviolence, the breastplate of righteousness, the armor of truth, and just keep marching. Quote by Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. John Lewis and Hosea Williams gathered 600 marchers in Selma. They wanted to bring attention to the cause of voting rights. The march was also in protest of the shooting death of a young activist, Jimmy Lee Jackson. A state trooper shot the 26-year-old man during a peaceful protest in Marion, Alabama. In 2010, the trooper, James Bonnard Fowler, was charged with shooting Jackson. Fowler pled guilty to second-degree manslaughter and was given a 6-month jail sentence. The organizers planned a march from Selma's Brown Chapel AME Church to Montgomery. The day of the march, March 7, 1965, is now called Bloody Sunday. The march began without official permission. Hundreds of marchers reached the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Alabama state troopers and the sheriff's deputies met the marchers on the bridge. The officers attacked the marchers with clubs and tear gas. Over 50 people were injured when they tried to cross the bridge. Pictures and television coverage of the violence against the marchers upset many Americans. One of those disturbed by the images was President Lyndon Johnson. 2 days later, James J. Reeb, a white minister, was attacked and beaten by white men in Selma. Reverend Reeb was helping in the voting rights work. He later died from injuries he received. Federal Judge Frank M. Johnson, Jr. watched the CBS News report on Bloody Sunday and made his decision. Judge Johnson gave Dr. King permission to begin the march on March 21st. President Lyndon Johnson sent federal troops to protect the marchers. Around 300 people walked the 50 miles to Montgomery. About 25,000 marchers walked up Dexter Avenue to the Capitol. The march received national and worldwide attention. This awareness led to the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. This act gave the federal government the job of helping blacks in their struggle for suffrage. Within 4 years, the number of black voters increased from 23% to 61%. Another victim of the violence surrounding the march was Mrs. Viola Liuzzo. She was a white woman from Michigan. Liuzzo drove to Alabama to help with the march. A Klansman shot and killed her on March 25, 1965. To honor her, there is a marker on U.S. Highway 80 in Lowndes County where she was killed. The National Voting Rights Museum and Institute is located at the foot of the Edmund Pettus Bridge. There you can see historical photos and newspaper clippings. The museum also has handwritten memories of the marchers and workers. Voting Rights Act of 1965. Congress passed the Voting Rights Act of 1965. This gave all adult citizens the right to vote. States could still make their own rules for voter registration. Those rules could not take away rights granted by the United States Constitution. For example, citizens no longer had to pass a reading test in order to register to vote. Milestones in the struggle. There were important gains in the next years in the civil rights movement, but there was also a terrible tragedy. Civil Rights Act of 1968. The Civil Rights Act of 1968 added new laws to help blacks find housing. These laws stated that no one could be denied housing because of race. The assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Dr. King was in Memphis, Tennessee on April 3, 1968. He was there to help sanitation workers in a labor dispute. There had been threats on his life before, but Dr. King said, quote, "It really doesn't matter what happens to me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I've looked over and seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but we, as a people, will get to the promised land. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life, but I'm not concerned about that now." End quote. The next day, 39-year-old Dr. King and Ralph D. Abernathy were on the balcony of a Memphis motel. They were talking with Jesse Jackson, who was standing below. A shot from a high-powered rifle left Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. dead. James Earl Ray was convicted of Dr. King's murder. He was sentenced to 99 years in prison. Ray died in prison in 1998. Times have changed. In 1956, Alabama had 53,340 registered black voters. That number grew to 593,718 in 2003. And by 2010, the state had 678,484 registered black voters. In 1956, most Alabama students attended segregated schools and had teachers of their own race. Today, the public schools and colleges in Alabama are integrated. Teachers and students, black and white, attend school and work together. Finally, changes in our culture. Johnny Ford of Tuskegee was elected the state's first black mayor in 1972. Today, hundreds of blacks serve in many offices, both local and statewide. They serve as coroners, sheriffs, tax collectors, and tax assessors. There are blacks on city councils and county commissions. Blacks in Alabama are judges, superintendents of education, and members of the state legislature. In the late 1970s, George Wallace, former segregationist, apologized for his views and actions that slowed civil rights for black people. During his fourth term as governor, 1983 to 1987, Wallace appointed a record number of blacks to government jobs. Black women continue to break barriers. In 2003, Bernard Kincaid, the mayor of Birmingham, appointed Deputy Chief Annetta Nunn to the office of police chief. Chief Nunn was the first female chief of police in the history of the department. She graduated valedictorian of Jackson Olin High School and magna cum laude, University of Alabama. Condoleezza Rice was born in Birmingham in 1954 during segregation. She went on to hold high government offices. She is the daughter of Presbyterian minister Reverend John Wesley Rice and his wife, Angelina Ray. Her name, Condoleezza, comes from a musical term that means with sweetness. Dr. Rice became a professor, diplomat, author, national security expert and the 66th U.S. Secretary of State. Dr. Regina Benjamin was a country doctor in Bayou La Batre. There she worked with poor people who could not pay for medical care. Dr. Benjamin fought to rebuild her clinic after Hurricanes Georges and Katrina destroyed it. Then the clinic burned and she rebuilt it again. President Barack Obama chose Dr. Benjamin to be the nation's physician as the U.S. Surgeon General. Think it through. 1. What happened on the first Selma to Montgomery march? 2. Who were the two federal officials who helped make the second march successful? 3. In the Civil Rights Act of 1968, what right was enforced? 4. What happened to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968? 5. How has the number of black Alabama voters changed since 1956? 6. How has the election of black officials changed since 1970? Chapter Review. The following is a summary of Chapter 12. Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois were two early civil rights leaders. The NAACP worked for the rights of all black Americans. The events we know most about took place after World War II. Beginning with Brown v. Board of Education in 1954, federal courts ruled on laws to ensure full civil rights for blacks. Congress passed laws ending segregation. President Truman ordered an end to discrimination in federal jobs and the armed services. Many people worked for civil rights in the 1950s and 1960s. Authorine Lucy was the first black student to enroll at the University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa. Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white person on a bus in Montgomery. This led to the Montgomery bus boycott. The leadership of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Ralph D. Abernathy during the bus boycott placed them in the national spotlight. Boycotts and sit-ins began to work. Freedom riders forced an end to segregation on public transportation. John Lewis, Hosea Williams, and Dr. King led the Selma to Montgomery march. They wanted to draw attention to the need for voting rights for all citizens. The march led to the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Dr. King received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. Just 4 years later, he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. Today, citizens of all races can vote and schools are integrated. Blacks are elected to political offices at all levels.